Today I'm talking about the good news.
Yeah.
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news. And the good news is that Jesus is revealing himself and the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The good news. Amen. And I'm starting with Ephesians 1, page 1436 in the voice. Ephesians 1 and then a portion of 1437. Amen. Praise God. Yes, yes, yes. Page 1436. And it says, visualize this. His blood freely flowing down the cross, setting us free. We are forgiven for our sinful ways by the richness of his grace, which he has poured all over us. With all wisdom and insight, he has enlightened us to the great mystery at the center of his will. With immense pleasure, he laid out his intentions through Jesus. Jesus is the answer. A plan that will climax when the time is right as he returns to create order and unity, both in heaven and on earth. When all things are brought together under the anointed royal rule. And then go down to verse 13. It says, because you too have heard the word of truth, the good news of your salvation, and because you believed in the one who is truth, he is truth, the one, the capital one, who is truth, your lives are marked with his seal. God has his own stamp of approval, church. This is none other than the Holy Spirit who was promised as the guarantee toward the inheritance we are to receive when he frees and rescues all who belong to him. The Lord frees and rescues all of us that belong to him. And then what? To God be all praise and glory. Hallelujah. Go a little further. Ephesians 2. Which is 1437, and starting at 1, verse 1, and again it's saying, as for you, don't you remember how you used to just exist, just existing, corpse, let me make sure I'm pronouncing it right, corpse, dead in life, buried by transgressions, wondering the course of this perverse world. You were the offspring of the prince of the power of air. Oh, how he owned you, just as he still controls those living in disobedience. Are you in disobedience, church? Or are we in obedience? I believe we're in obedience if, number one, we're in Christ. All right? And from that point, we destroy. We just reject. We work and we are living against disobedience. We are living so that we are not living in disobedience. I'm not talking about the outsiders alone. We are all guilty of falling headlong for persuasive passions. We're all guilty, all right, of this world. We all have had our fill of indulging the flesh and mind and obeying impulses to follow perverse thoughts motivated by dark powers. See, good devil always got his foot in something. Always got his neck in something. He always got his fingers on something. But God rebuke him. Thank the Lord Jesus has set us free. As a result, our natural inclinations led us to be children of wrath. That means that God was angry with us. Just like the rest of humankind, God was really disappointed. He was angry to the point of wrath. Can you imagine the wrath of God? But God, with the unfathomable richness of his love and mercy, focused on us. He focused on us. He loves us. United us with what? The anointed one, which is Jesus, and infused our lifeless souls with life. Hallelujah. Life. Even though we were buried under mountains of sin, and saved us by his grace. He raised us up with him and seated us in heavenly places, heavenly realms, with our beloved Jesus, the anointed, the liberating King, the liberating King. He did this for a reason, so that all eternity, for all eternity, we will stand as a living testimony. We are a living testimony to what Jesus has done in our lives. Hallelujah. For all eternity. Hallelujah. Think about eternity. There doesn't even have a time on it.
Right.
Eternity. I am the Lord's. I'm his testimony. I'm here because of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Testimony, and that we are living testimonies to the what? Incredible riches of his grace and kindness that he freely gives to us by uniting us with what? Jesus the Anointed. For it's by grace that you have been saved. Yes, you receive it through faith. It was not our plan, or it's not on our, it's not based on us, our plan or effort. We wasn't even planning it. Hallelujah. I used to put it off all the time, down there on the street corner, just twirling the dice and said, I don't want to go to hell, but I surely wasn't ready for heaven. I know I wasn't ready because I hadn't made Jesus my Lord. But God changed that thing. He changed it, church. Hallelujah. It didn't take him long either. He just dealt with my heart. He just kept tugging at my heart. Hallelujah. Sitting in the chair at home, and all of a sudden, I could hear him saying, just give me a try. Just give me one try, and you will be so glad that you did. You won't regret it. Hallelujah. It's God's pure gift. And it's his gift. It's pure and simple. You didn't earn it, nor one, not one of us did so. So don't go around bragging that you have done something amazing. You did it all by your bootstrap. You have done nothing. I don't even know if we amount to a hill of beans, except God steps in. I don't know if anybody understands that term. But, you know, that a hill of beans has its value. But the bottom line is sometimes them beans, they definitely can kind of get in the way. Too much of a good thing still can hurt you if there's no balance to it. If God is not in it, then he takes the little and makes something out of it. Little is much when God is in it. He, hallelujah, turns it around. And then what? We were lost. We were just in trouble. We were just, oh, God, we were on our way to a burning hell, and Jesus stepped in. We are the product of his hand, heaven's poetry etched on lines, created in the anointed Jesus to accomplish the good works God arranged long ago. We what are his workmanship. That's what the word says, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Word of praise and thanksgiving, Father, I just thank you for the word. Hallelujah. It has already revealed the good news, Lord. This is just a part of the foundation of the good news. Why we have hope. Why we have life. Why we have, hallelujah, a way out. And why we, hallelujah, are empowered to tell someone else. Hallelujah, we thank you for it, because you have set us free. We were held captive. We were blind. We were stumbling and falling, Lord, all over the place, until you brought your light upon us. You shined your light on us. You, hallelujah, spoke your word to our hearts. You, hallelujah, you stepped in, and you changed the impossible and the dead, and you brought life unto us. Life eternal and life everlasting and life that's full of hope and glory. We thank you today. And Lord, I pray that you would just touch that heart that is lonely, that is without you, that heart that is just in the darkness. May the light shine today upon that heart, upon that mind, upon that life, Lord. We send your healing word out, and we thank you, Lord, that you're just building us up and making us more into the glorious image of Jesus Christ. Bless us now as we continue to feast in your word. Lord, teach us and help us to reach others. Oh God, we give you praise today in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless the Lord, church. And if I had a thought today, it would just simply say, the joy of the good news and beautiful feet. Beautiful feet. Oh, where did that term come from? Beautiful feet. It's found in Isaiah 52, verse 7. Hallelujah. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news. Oh, God, how beautiful are the feet. What in the world is it about some feet? Oh, boy. Most of us, we wear our shoe long enough. Guess what happens? That foot and those feet just begin to have an amazing smell. Oh, boy. I don't know about some feet, but boy, you get the sweat in that shoe and you have an odor. What in the world is good about feet? Wow. Feet. Wow. And of course, I mean, feet, they have their purpose. You know, they're feet. They're used to be able to support this whole body. So God has a plan for the feet. Hallelujah. But we are really not just talking about the feet. Hallelujah. Isaiah was talking about this. And then, of course, in Ephesians, we see Paul talking about how the grace of Jesus Christ has brought us forth, has shined and shedded light on our lives. And we begin that letter with praise. Thanksgiving is offered to God because Paul is what? Celebrating spiritual blessings. All believers, that's available to all believers, but it's especially available what? To unbelievers and then non-believers. This is what? The joy of the good news and beautiful feet. Yay. I don't know how Paul's feet look. Paul might have, you know, in those days they had sandals. You know, they didn't even have shoes like we got to cover the whole foot. But, you know, somehow, and during that time, the Lord gave them the ability to take care of their feet. You know, even woman that was forgiven for many sins, she took the alabaster oil and washed Jesus' feet with her tears and the alabaster oil. And the disciples thought, what? Oh, you're wasting money, especially, I think Judas might have been the main one. You wasted money, Lord. You could have all that money should be going into the treasury for that alabaster oil. But Jesus said, hold your peace, my disciples, hold your peace. Because this thing that she's doing is precious.
Yes.
Hallelujah. She washed my feet with her tears and the oil.
Yes.
And that, you know, that's, she's preparing me for the great sacrifice that I must make.
Yes.
I must go to the cross within 3 days and be buried into death. Hallelujah. We take on the form of death and darkness and sin and destruction and the grave. And then will I be raised up as I take upon myself the sins of the whole world. Oh, I'm willing to die, even though it's difficult. Oh, it's hard. I prayed so hard in the Garden of Gethsemane. I prayed until it was like great drops of blood. I sweated and I prayed and toiled even all night. But I did it because I know that you was what God had in mind. God had you in mind. He had me in mind. And he loved us so much that I was willing to die for the whole world. Hallelujah. Past, present, and future. So this is where the joy of the good news comes from. And this is where the beautiful feet comes from. It's not so much that the feet were all that important. They have their importance. But the feet, hallelujah, represents the heart. The feet, hallelujah, not because of any physical, visible attribute, which is the feet, But because the Lord saw beauty in what the disciples did, God himself set the example. He set the example of how you give of yourself. When you give from your heart, give of your life, you give it, and you know, scarcely will a man lay down his life for his friend. But, you know, Jesus laid down his life for his friends and his enemies. He gave his all for us. Hallelujah. And then it was revealed, as they were saying this to the children of Israel at that time. Beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those that bring good news. Good news, and that good news, because Israel had suffered, 70 years of captivity in Babylon, resulting from their unfaithfulness to God. Messengers arrived, with encouraging words that God's people would soon be returning home. Hallelujah. The redeemed, the Lord has redeemed Jerusalem. The good news wasn't attributed to military might. It's not based on our strength. It's not based on human effort, but it's based on the word of God. It's based on the promises of God. It's based on the saving, mighty arm of God. Hallelujah. And the same is true today as we have victory over our spiritual enemy through Jesus' glorious sacrifice for us. Then in response, we become messengers of the good news.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We can't keep it to ourselves.
Amen.
We can't keep it to ourselves. It's like fire burning in us. Hallelujah. Like with Jeremiah, the fire is burning in me to tell somebody. Hallelujah. To share it. But not only to tell them, but to live it before them. Hallelujah. Proclaiming the good news, proclaiming peace, proclaiming hope, good tidings. And salvation to those all around us. And we do it with beautiful feet. Hallelujah. Those feet, they have their place. But the greatest joy is in the good news. And those who are vessels and they're willing to carry the good news of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Jeremiah 31:3 says With loving kindness have I drawn you. Amen. Let me make sure I read it and say it right. Jeremiah 31:3. All right. I think it's saying, with an everlasting love have I drawn you. Let me make sure. Let me read it. Jeremiah 33. And I love the fact that God anointed Isaiah he was declaring good tidings. Hallelujah. He declared it. Come on, neighbor. Did anyone find it?
I found it in the
voice. All right, read it in the voice.
31:3. I have loved you with an everlasting love.
An everlasting love.
Out of faithfulness, I have drawn you close.
Out of faithfulness. I am drawing you close. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. It says here again, the Lord appeared of old to me. That's 3. Wait a minute, am I reading that right? 31:3. Yeah, okay. He appeared to me of old, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you, and again I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt. Now, he was talking about Israel. But we are the spiritual Israel today, according to the word of God. God has extended his new covenant and his covenant with us. Hallelujah. Because we believe. He that believeth is born into the kingdom of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved and your household. The joy of the good news and beautiful feet. Oh, God, he's amazing. He's amazing, church. We bless him today. We glorify him. Hallelujah. We can't earn it. Hallelujah. But God has given his all. Jesus has paid the price that we might be brought into the kingdom of God. And God is saying here, let me draw you close to myself today. I am the ever-present, loving, and faithful God. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord. I give him all the praise today. Hallelujah. I just encourage every heart that you would just make up your mind, realize that it's just no better way to go than to go on with Jesus. Hallelujah. To trust him as the Lord and Savior of your life. Hallelujah. Be willing and obedient. And what? You will eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. And then as the song said, you will be rewarded. Your life is not in vain, but your life is here with Christ and God, and you are his to the glory of God. Hallelujah. But he wants to just draw closer to us. He wants to reveal his heart to us. He wants you to know that you're not alone. Hallelujah. And God will what? Even fight for you. Hallelujah. Jesus is the great warrior. And he fights for us and he wins. Glory to God. Oh God, I just thank you today. I praise you. I love you. I bless you. I give you all the praise. Hallelujah. I love this in Isaiah 42, page 842 in the voice. Again, it's saying again, I, the Eternal One, by righteousness have called you. I will take you by the hand and keep you safe. You are given as a covenant between me and the people, a light for the nations, a shining beacon to the world. Look at that. A shining beacon to the world. You will open blind eyes so that they will see again. Many are walking around blind, church. Many are, but it's not that they don't have the natural vision. They don't have the spiritual vision. They're spiritually blind. And so we will allow being used, being yielded to God. We will have the beautiful feet because we will simply be a vessel that God can use to bring the blinded eyes so that they see. You will leave prisoners blinking out of caverns of captivity. I don't know how many captivity. That covers a broad spectrum because people are so bound up in all types of stuff. Pornography, lies, confusion, sexual perversion, anything that's not like God, according to what? Galatians 5, 19 through 23. This is what's captivity. You know, sin itself can bring captivity.
Yeah.
But Jesus wants to set the captive free.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. From cells pitch black with despair. You've never been in a dark cell. It's one thing to be in a jail, but to be down in a dungeon, in a dark place. Hallelujah. And too many are in dungeons and dark places in their lives today. But Jesus has the great light that you will bring you out. Just search for the light. See the light. Hallelujah. And come on out of the darkness. Come out. Hallelujah. God will allow the scales to fall off of your eyes. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I am the Eternal One. I am is my name. My beauty is unique. A weighty splendor all my own. And nothing else, no idols could possibly gain my praise. Look here, what's done is done and gone. Yeah, the past is the past, but God wants us to look at our present and then trust him for our future. The now is new. There is hope in the not yet. Look at that. There's hope in the not yet. The things that haven't even come forth, there's great hope. And what? Jesus is the head of that great hope. Hallelujah. He will bring it to pass in our lives. I will tell you what's to come even before the events are brand new. God already knows. So he's going to bring it forth into our lives. And he doesn't want any soul to miss the blessing of God. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Proverbs 18. Hallelujah. So make up a song like none other. Sing a new song to the eternal God. And let his praise echo clear across the earth. Let those who go to the sea set sail with praise in the air. Let those who live among the waters edge sing his praise. Let desert places, urban and rural, wild and settled, sing. Let the settlements of Kedar and those in the craggy cliffs of Selah join in celebration. Give God the glory. Give him the glory. Hallelujah. For he will defeat his enemies, and he, hallelujah, will bring victory to those who trust in him. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you again for your word today. I thank you, Lord, that you are making our feet beautiful and you are filling us and increasing us with greater joy, greater hope, greater assurance that when you say something, you mean just what you say, Lord, and you desire to touch every life and bring relationship, bring forth covenant, bring forth your truth. Lord, your truth sets captives free and opens blinded eyes. The lame will get up and walk. Hallelujah. And their feet will be transformed from dirty, dusty feet to beautiful, clean, just transformed feet. Feet that are healed and walking and stepping for you. Yes, Father, we thank you today. And we again release your healing power and deliverance to every captive that they might be set free now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bring healing and hope and joy to every life. May the Holy Ghost just be moved, just be refreshed in our lives and be just introduced to the one that says, Jesus, I receive you as Lord today. I'm sick and tired of this evil world. I'm sick and tired of going the way I'm going. But God, I receive you now as my Lord, my Savior, and my Deliverer.
Yes.
Set me free, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I believe when I pray and I receive you into my life. And I thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. God's people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.